Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Maris Nechagitl Basr Pchaim Tzvi, Bracha Batzalach, Bachom Atzeadeh, Hi Bachol Yotzei Chalatzel, and Rabbi Ephraim Abin Miriam Shoshana, Bracha Batzalach, Bachom Atzeadeh, Hu Bachol Anilvim Alav. We are basing this shir on a shir given by Mori Virabi, the Tom, the Rebbe Shlita, Parshas Tezriya, Tavshin Ayin Aleph. It says in Parshas Tezriya, Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Vira Koin Atanega Ba'or HaBasar, the Kohen sees the Nega, he sees the Tziras and the skin of the flesh. V'seyar b'nega hufach lovan, and the hair in the Nega turned white. U'mara ha'nega omok min me'or b'saro. And the view of the Nega is deeper than the flesh. The Nega looks deeper than the flesh. Nega Tzirasu. This is Nega Tziras, this is Tziras. B'roa Kohen v'timeyosa. In the Kohen season, he's mitame the person. Rashi writes, "Timeoso yomer lo." He should say to him, "Tame ata, you're tame." Shaseir lovin siman tuma hu gzeres hakosuf, because a white hair is a siman of tuma, and that is a divine decree. So we'll be omen on just this small Rashi, and we'll learn moir dekazachin. First, Rashi don't understand what he means. First of all, he says yomer lo tame ata. What is he coming to exclude? Is he saying only this Lashon? In other words, he's coming to say, don't say Eincha Tohor. Or is he coming to say, don't just say Tame, say Tame Ato. Or is he coming to exclude, don't say Tame Hu, in other words, the Nega. What if he comes and says Tame Hu, that the Nega is Tame? It's not Tame? If he says Ein Chatohor, he's not Tame? If he just says Tame, is Rashi saying he has to say Dafka this Lashon, Tame Ata? The Mizrahi has a kash on this, and he says Lo Shi Yatame Oysa Bi Adai Bishom Tame Avasa Tame Sel Shiyom Lo B'Fiv Tame Ata. Don't think Pshat in the Pasuk, says the Mizrahi to explain Rashi, is that the coin should come and be Mitame him. No, the coin's not going to come to be mitamehim with one of the avos hatumas. Rather, he should say it. So Rashi's saying yomer lo tameyat. Don't do it. Very, very schwer. That's what we have to know. In other words, you would have a half a minute to say that the coin should bring a sheretz with him. The coin should bring a little bit of a mace with him, and then come be mitamehim. So in order to disabuse us from that notion, Rashi has to say he says it. Schwer. Kohen, the Kohen's a pure person, he's supposed to be make himself impure. Why would I think that? The Maral and the Gur Aryeh explains Rashi. Vitime oso, yomar lo, tame ata, perish, shiksiva vitime oso, vahabale le michtav tame, who should have just said he's tame. What does it mean, vitime oso, elishit sarach lomar tame ata? If he doesn't say this Lashon of Tameyat, he's not Tame. Even though he sees the Nega, he has to say this Lashon. So we still have to know if he has to say this Lashon of Tameyat, and maybe it's in why isn't it enough to say Tamehu or Tameyat Nega? Also, Rashi says that a white hair is a siman tuma, it's exeris hakosav. So also the Nosei Kli Rashi don't understand. Like the Nachlas Yankov writes, Lo idate kavanas harav bazeh. Ma b'leshmen, what's Rashi coming to teach us? We know from Pshutei Mikros that a seir lovin is a siman tuma. We don't need Rashi for that. Not only that, earlier, Pasuk says, seir b'nega hafach lovin. There Rashi should have told us, seir lovin siman tuma, exeris hakosav. Why did Rashi wait till now? So we have a mahalach to be miyashiv Rashi, Shem Mori Rabbi Shlita, and to be makasher to Parshas Achodesh, and in Yanei Pesach, when this maimer was said. It says in the Gemara in Tainis, in the Mishnah, Tesamar Aleph, called Tzara Shlo Tavar Al Tzibur Masrina, that we cry out whenever there's a Tzara that shouldn't come on the Tzibur. So the Gemara says, the Lashon Sagi Nahar. We cry out. It's also Lashon in the Sifri, the Kiva Omer, I only know war, you cry out. How do I know? Shidafon, Yerakon, Nishamak, Shelelet, etc. How do you know about other tsaris? If you have a... the crop is being harmed, and a woman's having trouble giving birth, and you have a ship on the sea that's about to go down. How do I know that? So the pasuk says, Ala tsara tsoreschem, on every tsara that doesn't come on the tzibur. It doesn't say that we need Hashem for the tsaras that do come on the tzibur. Tsaras that don't come on the tzibur. Lashon saginar. We don't want to say tsaras that do come on the tzibur. And so writes the Rambam in his Hakdamot Hilchas Tainis, Hilchas Taniyos, Mitzvah Esei Achas, V'hi Lizok Lefnei Hashem B'chol Eis Tzara Gedol Shelo Tavo Ala Tzibur. There's a Mitzvah Esei to cry out before Hashem, every Eis Tzara Gedola, that shouldn't come on the tzibur. So that's all very nice. But then when the Rambam writes the halacha, in halacha aleph, perak aleph, halacha aleph, he dafka says, mitzvah says imen ha-Torah, lizok ul-hariya b'chatzos l'kol tzara, she-tavoy al-tzibur, v'hu dvar tema haflei b'fele. Why does the Rambam here change everything? Here he says it straight out. Eretzu nemzach, u'medaber la'inyan. He cuts right to the chase. He says, on every tzara that comes on the tzibur, we cry out, and blow chatzotros, which is what that sifri in Baal Oscha. Talking about the pasuk atzara tzoreschem, is referring to. We cry out and we blow chatzotzos. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? Why does the Rambam change all of a sudden? No more lashon saginar, no more atzara kolter shalotavo. Now he says kolter shetavo. So the emistika perish in the psukim is that the Rambam didn't want to use lashon saginar when he's writing halachas, because when you're writing halachas, everything has to be clear, so that everybody can understand. And if the Rambam would have written Shelo Tavo Al Tzibur, people would have misunderstood. Oh, when there's no tzara, people are dyking the Rambam. When there's no tzara, you cry out, you blow chatzotzos, you blow trumpets. So in order that nobody should make a mistake, the Rambam speaks exceedingly clearly. We also find the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, Lashon Saginar, Orla Arbasar. Why doesn't it says the light of Arbasar, which means the night? Why don't we just say straight the night lele, the Gemara says, Lishna Ma'alya, because you shouldn't be Motzi Davra Maguna Mipiv. And then we have various opinions, how far the Torah went, how many extra letters the Torah added, not to be Motzi Davra Maguna Mipiv. So instead of saying light, which is darkness, which is not so shining, Gishmak, we say Or, which is light, very good. We don't want to be Motzi Davra Maguna. The only problem is the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, and Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, says, and be different so from Botkin, Shabotkin, Mashpis, and Achomets, Belaila, Mitchilas, the Arbas, or Lora Nair. Narin Arbas, the Rambam says here, Laila. What about the Gemara? The Rambam doesn't know the Gemara. The answer is, the Rambam's writing Halacha. If he writes Or La Arbas, a person might make a mistake and think that it's the day of the 14th. So Rambam might be very clear, night. The Rambam says, Mefurish, Belaila. Also the pasuk says Einenu Tahora, doesn't say Tameh. But in the Rambam always says Tameh. We don't find the Rambam writing Bilti Tara Kilo Tara, because you have to say it with the Tzura Berur. And the Rambam, the Torah many times says the word Tameh, even though with by Noach it says the Behema Tara Bein Asher Einenu Tahora. So Tzvira Cook said, same idea, that Tahora, here the Torah can say Inenu Tahora. The Gemara is Ma'akim the Kasuv, we add extra letters in order not to say something not the nicest word. But when it talks about Psak Halacha, later on in the Torah is telling us what's Tameh, what's the Gemara says, the Torah says it straight away, Tameh. Everything should be clear. And now we can understand Divrei Rashi Kipshutam. Tame also. Yomer lo tame ata. Shaseir love and siman tumug zeris hakosuf. Rashi is saying that the Kohen is coming to see this nega. He's a holy man. He doesn't want to be motzi dvar maguna mipiv. So So we say to him, no. You have to be very clear. Don't say ein chatahar. Don't just say tame. Don't just say tame hu or tame anega. It's not so gishmak to say tame ata, but you have to be very clear. You have to make it clear to this person that he is tame. No more remisos. So Rashi is coming to disabuse us from the notion that here you have to be careful to use a lashon sagi nahar. No. Here you dafka have to use a lashon of tame ata. That's the psak halacha. It has to be very clear. And then the Rashi adds, and you have to tell him that a white hair is gzeris hakosav. Should say a love and tummy. Now is that the Kohen is saying? Because he's giving a psak. Since he's giving a psak, he's explaining the psak. That gzeris hakosav, that say a love and tummy. So he's explaining himself. Beautiful. We also find that by Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh has zeh. Lachem rosh chadashim rishon lachem l'chadshei hashanah. Rashi brings Chazal that HaChodesh HaZeh, Moshe was Miskashim Moleh HaLavona, what exactly it looks like, and Hashem showed it to him, Kazeh Rei V'Kadesh, Zeh, shows clarity, HaChodesh HaZeh, to have clarity, that's why Asumas Patu Milomar Agoda, you can't say, Bavur Zeh, B'Shal Shemat Zemor Munachem Lefanecha, you can't point to it, you can't point to the Zeh, to the Matz and Mor, you can't see it. So when it's Leil HaSeder and you're teaching your kids, everything has to be clear. We know that the Mitzorah is because of the sin of Lashon Hara. A lot of times Lashon Hara is because a person doesn't really know the truth and he fabricates things and thinks up new ideas and embellishes the story. So even though Lashon Hara is even if everything is Emes LaMita, like the Chofetz Chaim writes, but many times there's partial truths there. And if he would just clarify things, he wouldn't end up saying Lashon Hara. If we find by David HaMelech that Tziva, the Eved of Mephibosheth, told David that Mephibosheth wants to take the Malchus, Shmuel Beis, Tessin, on. And David gave all of his Nechassim, all the Nechassim of Mephibosheth to Tziva. And if David HaMelech would be Mavar, he would find out that it's not true, it's Faket. Mephibosheth Dafka was faithful to David, and it was Tziva making it all up. That's what the Gemara says. Had David not in Shabbos Nivav and Vais, had David not been a Kabbalah and Hara, Malchus based David wouldn't have been split up. And the Jews wouldn't have been over to Zara, wouldn't have been sent to Galus. So what's this inyan of losing the Malacha and the Malucha as an onesh on Kabbalah Lashon Hara? What's the kesher? Losing the kingdom? And the answer is that Melucha has to be very clear, very meduyuk. As it says that when Shmuel came to anoint David, Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem kum mashcheu ki zehu. He like showed him David and he said, this is him, very clear. Malchus has to be very clear. And since David wasn't knowing in an ofen of kihu zeh, of clarity, to see that Mephibosheth was really on his side, he lost the Malchus. Malchus is kihu zeh. And that's the Mitzorah, he's not Mefarah things, he said Lashon Hara. So we say to him, Tomei Ata, everything has to be very clear. We see a big Kiddush by the Dvar of Ram, by Sfir Soimer, which starts right after, next night after the Seder, or the night of the Seder, depending on if you live in Chutz Laretz. That he says that every mitzvah you can do, Misafik, if you're not sure if you had a Kazayis Matzit, Nacha Kazayis, you're not sure if you took Lulav, Kosher Lulav, take another Lulav, Safik, everything's fine. But Sfir Saomer has to be Bofen Achim Eduyuk. If you're not sure if today is 11 or 12, you're not allowed to say it's 11 or 12. And if you're not sure if it's 11, you're also not Yotze if you say 11. You have to be clear that this is the real day. That's Sfir Saomer, that's Tzius Mitzrayim, to be clarity. Say the yisod of the mitzvah of Leil Tesvav is Talmud Torah. That's why we say Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shena Asana Santa Rashina Santa Olam Yisod Baruch Hu. So I think it's a fourth of the Hagon Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. He says that's a Birchas HaTorah. Then we're going to be learning Torah and Leil Seder. obviously there's also a mitzvah of teaching your son. It's teaching your son Torah. So when you teach your son Torah, v'shinantam levanecha, shehei divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, Torah has to be clear in your mouth. Clear. Sharp. If somebody asks you, don't stutter. It's also this. Not clear. No. It has to be sharp. It's the midst of Talmud Torah, it's the midst of teaching your kids. So in your mechanic children, you have to be very clear. There should be no misunderstandings. Let your children know, your children understand what you mean. So we learn a few very important lemudim. When you're teaching Torah, it has to be mechudadim b'ficha. Dafka b'shinatim levanecha, when you're teaching your son, you're teaching your talmidim, elu talmidecha. Mechudadim b'ficha, b'vihirasu b'beiru. Also when you're mechanich your children, you tell them what's right and wrong, it has to be very clear. Lashon hara. Make sure you got the facts straight. A lot of times people are making things up. Shabbat b'zochem, it's Hashem. Take this beautiful Torah, internalize it. Lomar olalam elishma v'lasa l'kaim is called Ivrei Salma Torah Sabihava. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet.